Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover unforgettable memories where sun-drenched beaches meet vibrant cities. Because you deserve Spain at Spain.info.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Travel Talk with Ed, back to have a chat about his recent visit to Miami.
Hey, Robbie, how are you? Great, yeah. You're at Miami Vice. Yeah, I'll tell you, Miami...
What's your Vice?
Miami. Have you watched Griselda at all on Netflix recently? But Miami has changed a lot over the years. I was there, jeepers, you know, I was there in the 90s. I think it was 97, Robbie, when Versace was killed. And July the 15th, that happened. And my birthday's the 18th. I was there shortly after it. So, but amazing city, Miami now. It is just, you know, in terms of offerings, and you know, restaurants and nightlife, of course it has all that glitz and glamour. But what I loved about it was, right, I stayed on Collins Avenue, which is the iconic Collins Avenue, which is kind of like along Miami Beach there, and the Hilton Cabana, which was really nice. It's got its own little beach, two nice pools there, very good rates, and I stayed there for 4 nights and I really enjoyed it. Now, what's really interesting is, right, the museum scene has kind of really taken off. There's a whole design area now in Miami called the Design Area, really, and you go there and these amazing murals and all this. So there's a whole art scene there. The Wolfsonian Museum, which is amazing, right? I went there because I was particularly interested. They bought the Harry Clark stained glass Geneva window, which I asked our guide there, it's priceless. You couldn't even put a price on it. They bought it from his widow.
So how is that displayed there?
It's displayed beautiful, right? I'll show you the pictures there, but it's all backlit and it's stunning. Now, it was considered controversial by here when it was brought up because there was some nudity in it. And like James Joyce, you know, kind of like banned and exiled and all that sort of stuff. So, but really amazing.
But it's really at home on Miami Beach now, in fairness.
Yeah. it is, yeah, totally. But really, I loved the Wolfsonian. They have the most. It's a really cool museum. I really loved it. And again, aside from the Harry Clark stuff, loads of other amazing art there. Great
history
to the building.
What's Miami Beach itself like? I mean, you picture rollerblading.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good-looking people.
Yeah, South Beach, it's all that. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Very, now, huge Latino influence. So, I mean, you know, there'd be a massive, like, Spanish is spoken everywhere. I was actually hopping on the number 100 bus runs all along the whole strip. Really good and great value to do that. But that was great. I mean, the bus driver speaks Spanish. Like, you don't, if you ask directions in English, you'll be lucky to get an answer, you know, because it's just that. It's gorgeous. It's like you're in sort of a South American country in a way. But really loved it. I met Sarah Kavanagh, the Consul General to Ireland in Miami there. She looks after the whole of Florida. And she sent me off to Coral Gables. There's an amazing hotel there that George Merrick built called the Biltmore. And you need to see, it's like a resort. The biggest pool I've ever seen in any hotel in my entire life. But an amazing building, like a towering, like something out of Citizen Kane. It's just one of these buildings that you just go, wow, iconic. We went there for lunch. You're sitting in the garden with the fountains going. Very kind of Spanish colonial kind of style to it all, but tropical, of course.
You know, were you basking in the Miami sunshine at
the time? Yeah, I did. I actually had half a day on the beach. I'm not a great beach, but you could, you know, you could actually do a complete beach holiday.
But the weather was good.
Yeah, but what I did was, Robbie, we hired a car and I drove down the Keys. I didn't go all the way to Key West because I'd gone there before and I heard it's kind of gone a bit commercial these days, right? And it was busy time because it was spring break when I was there, Robbie, so it was a bit mental.
Surprised you weren't on the beach partying with the good looking people.
Well, there was lots of that. But I drove to Bahia Honda, B-A-H-I-A Honda, which is a state park. You pay $8 to get in with the car and two people, but beautiful, pristine kind of beaches. Again, it's a preserved national park, gorgeous kind of plants and stuff. But that's a lovely thing to do kind of halfway down. Key West to be another 50 miles. Isla Morada, another beautiful little place we stopped on the way down. incredible sunset. You can just stop off there, one of the keys, and of course you see the sun going down, you know, that amazing huge orange sky, which is fantastic. So that was brilliant and really loved that. Great thing to do. But, you know, Miami, driving around Miami, the traffic is crazy there. Anyone will tell you that. So, you know, just be prepared for that. It's not for the faint-hearted, but I survived. It was fine. It was all good. But you just have to, I don't think driving at night is a great idea, you know, when you get back, because there is a lot of, you know, different intersections and stuff like that. But Miami, I really, with the flight, we had a direct flight back. I loved it. One other thing, Robbie, that I wanted to mention was there's a new high-speed Brightline train that runs from Orlando.
I've read about this, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was so cool. Goes from Orlando all the way down to Miami. Now, I got it from Fort Lauderdale to Miami. It was 35 minutes. It was $40 for business class and $24 for economy, or coach class. The business class, you have a lounge when you get there, Rod, to the station with all snacks and stuff. When you get on the train, you get, you've got offered free snacks as well. Beautiful big seats, anything you want. Just a super train, high luxury, run by a guy called Patrick Goddard from Ireland, by the way, which is, he's doing a great job. But that Brightline train, beautiful yellow and grey. It's just
this is a brand new line they built, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be going back in June now for the Cricket World Cup, actually, which is in Fort Lauderdale. There's two Irish games there. Ireland are playing USA and Pakistan on the 12th, between the 11th and the 18th of June. But I'll be getting the Brightline train, 2 hours, 40 minutes up to Orlando, and then I'm going to fly home from Orlando. But it's just a fabulous train. Like, you don't actually need, in Miami, you don't need a car. You're in Fort Lauderdale, you definitely don't need a car. But what
so
I love,
how do you get around? With,
yeah, well, the
taxis,
bus, and Uber, of course. Yeah, no problem at all. Uber's everywhere. But from my hotel, which was the Hilton Cabana, there was a bus across the road, bus stop, and the number 100 bus literally takes you.
And did
anywhere
you do
you
the whole Disney experience,
no,
or did you
not at all
stay away
no,
from that?
No, Disney. The Disney cruise ship actually is now positioned in Fort Lauderdale all year round, operating. No, I didn't do any of that. That's up in Orlando. So, I mean,
yeah,
I did
course,
it before.
Yeah.
I did all that before and I loved it. But no, I mean, the Miami thing for me was really, the food everywhere was excellent, right? You've about 140 different languages spoken there. The cuisine offering is amazing, but really loved it now. And as I said to you there, a lot of Irish people there, but just it's got that great vibe about it, and you know the skyscrapers.
And are you going to pay much now for a flight to Fort Lauderdale via what is that?
Yeah,
Atlanta,
well, you'd fly. Well, the Miami flight with Aer Lingus is seasonal, right? So that stopped now, and that'll be back in September. So if you wanted to go, and those flights were about 300 each way when I was looking at them. Now, if you wanted to go, like, you can fly to Orlando now. I mean, you can connect to a lot of different places, but the direct flight to Orlando with that Brightline train, it's really cool, and you can hire a car as well, of course.
And what are you talking about money wise? Flights
about 700 from sort of 700. 150 return, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be even a bit less. It depends. But you see, the summer, I mean, obviously the high season, Robbie, there would be, again, you know, winter time. So you get really good deals in June, July and August, because that's not their high season. So,
sure, yeah.
But it's a great time to go there, right? So I think, you know, but I must say now, I hadn't been back to Miami for a long time.
What about the cost of eating and all of that?
Very good. Yeah, I was actually impressed by that. Florida is not as expensive as your New Yorks or your Chicago's. You definitely can find value there because there's huge competition. I mean, when you walk down, the Delano Hotel is being refurbished at the moment, which is one of the big iconic hotels there. The Nautilus, you'll see all these brilliant big hotels everywhere. They're all, you know, they could be quite expensive to stay in, but you get great deals. You know, like I said, the Hiltons and different ones there, you get very good value. So again, like a lot of the American operators, like, you know, Click and Go, Platinum Travel, Tour America, American Holidays, they all do great packages there as well. So they'll package up the whole thing for you if you want. But I loved it, I must say. Yeah, Miami was just very exciting and full on, you know. But you can be relaxed or you can be out all night if you want to. You know, it has all that for you.
Ed is going to take the elevator when he leaves the studio and go on a vacation back to the US after spending so much time there.
I'll be going back, Robbie. I'm going to Minneapolis. I haven't been there. I'm going to Minneapolis at the end of April, right? So that'll be interesting. The new direct flight to Minneapolis-St. Paul with Aer Lingus as well. I think Aer Lingus have 21 direct routes now. Denver's coming up as well in May. So I'll be doing Minneapolis, Robbie, which I'll be excited. And then I'm going on to Los Angeles for a few days to this powwow where all the travel
where
agents
all the lovely
meet.
People go.
Yeah,
you'll have an American twang the next
I'll tell
time
you.
I see you.
Absolutely.
Ed Finn, a travel talk here
beautiful
on Saturday
people.
Night.
Beautiful people.
So rude.
Travel talk with Visit Spain. Discover unforgettable memories where sun-drenched beaches meet vibrant cities. Because you deserve Spain at Spain.info.
Sunshine 106.5.